Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
They wanna be down with the king.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you as we break down a big weekend of sports here and at Astros domination yesterday as they get out of Minnesota, and Minnesota don't want none of this no more. Not after a 5-1 win in Target Field, which was just dominant. A dominant performance by Hunter Brown and Chaz McCormick as the Astros.
Hunter Verlander to you.
He is kind of Hunter Verlander. He was actually Hunter Verlander-ish yesterday. Mm-hmm. How are you going to stop a Twins lineup like this? How are you going to stop a lineup that didn't include Carlos Correa yesterday, who just is awful so far this year? But a Byron Buxton, you can't stop that. A Larnach, a Miranda, a Solano, a Gordon, Farmer. I mean,
you did.
The first two games you didn't. You weren't able to.
You did,
and then
yesterday.
All of a sudden, Hunter Verlander comes along and destroys. Mm-hmm. Okay, they don't want no more of this. They don't want this 4-6 club. Off to a slow start, yet just a game and a half out of first place.
Bullpen's not great.
The starting pitching hasn't been great. Nothing's been great. The hitting hasn't been great. Nothing's been great. Nothing so far. 10 games in, we're 1/16th into the season. Just about 1/16th into the season, and so far it's been pretty meh. 4-6, got out of there with a win, survived. But you could tell the deficiencies with this ballpark. Moving Chaz to the top of the order was a pretty good move.
Well, it was something I didn't expect.
No, but Jeremy Pena seems to be doing better, is better off in the sixth hole.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how Dusty, because Dusty frequently changes things around. So what does it look like in 15 to 20 games? I'm really curious because Dusty is willing to do some different things.
Well, is it going to be because Chaz is a center fielder? If Jake Myers plays in center field, is Jake automatically the leadoff hitter?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be the case?
Well, I mean, we wouldn't think it'd be that simple, but sometimes it is.
That's the way Dusty goes about it.
Sometimes he just keeps things the same.
Yeah. And by the way, Mauricio Dubon, if it wasn't for Mauricio Dubon and Chaz McCormick yesterday, Mauricio Dubon hitting over 300 so far this year. That's a bit of a surprise, along with Corey Jolks, who continues to hit. If he continues to hit and play second base the way that he's playing second base, then Mauricio Dubon needs to play as long as he continues to hit. That is the biggest surprise in this lineup so far, is that Mauricio Dubon is actually hitting way better than Alex Bregman. He's hitting better than, well, Jake Myers or Chaz McCormick, or, you know, he's actually, Mauricio Dubon has done a nice job so far.
Yeah, we'll see if he can hold up.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully it does.
Yeah, no. I mean, this team is, you know, it's just plugging along. Pittsburgh and Toronto this week. Toronto won't be easy. You got to go to Toronto and to Pittsburgh. To Pittsburgh for three games this week, and then to Toronto, and then back home. So it'll be this will be an interesting week here to see if you don't take care of this business against these Pirates. It's something that you need to do. You need to start getting on a roll. At Pittsburgh, and then Texas and Toronto here. I'm sorry. And then it's at Pittsburgh, and then Texas and Toronto are here for the homestand. So you got three games on the road, and then you come back for this weekend against Texas, who is a juggernaut right now. Texas is a monster right now, and up there with the along with the league leaders. A lot of injuries so far around Major League. The Braves are just getting decimated right now. The Braves, that's my pick to go to the World Series, and they are just talk about. They lost another starter yesterday. They've lost Arnaud. They've lost all kinds of guys so far, and lost three. I believe they've lost three straight games as well. So they're listen. I don't know if it was the World Baseball League or whatever was whatever is the case, but we've got a lot of injuries. The Mets have injuries. The Braves have injuries. The Astros have injuries. This is sports. The Dodgers have injuries.
Sports, as injuries abound everywhere.
Yeah.
Never more medicine and technology, never more ideas about health and how to eat properly and fuel yourself, and never more injuries that are being sustained at any level like we've seen now.
Yeah.
Historical injury levels. We know in basketball it's like this is the most injury prone era in the history of basketball, and now baseball jumps out real quick. So we'll see what happens, because we've seen these injuries. Like, this is, you know, this has been Dodgers. It's been Yankees. It's been year after year. There's a new team that has a huge amount of debilitating injuries.
Yeah.
Maybe this year will be the Braves.
Well, we had another one yesterday with the White Sox, with White Sox and Pirates play at the plate, in which it cleared the benches yesterday. So,
yeah, that's not like a soft muscle. It's not like a. Yeah, that's not a soft tissue. Yeah,
that was a collision at the plate.
Yeah, that's not a. Oh, my hamstring hurts. No, my whole everything hurts.
Yeah, no. Well, he. There was a weird deal, because he didn't really slide. He didn't really hit the catcher. He didn't really slide. I think it looked like the dude didn't know how to slide or something. It was really awkward. If you want to know the truth,
you play baseball and you don't know how to slide like a quarterback.
You've seen that where it's between. Well, you know, you're hitting him. You're caught in between.
Yeah, you're caught in between.
You caught in between. He looked. It was about as awkward.
A lot
as
of times it happens where you're caught between a backslide and a head first slide.
But it's interesting. Sure. The Tampa Bay Rays are on a streak that we've never seen before. They've not won a game by less than four runs this season, and they're 9-0. They're off to a 9-0 start.
You said that on Friday, and they had won seven straight. They put two more blowout wins on the board.
Yeah, they swept the Athletics this weekend, 9-5, 11-0, 11-0. And just dominant. This team is just dominant. I don't know. This season is over already. I mean, it's the Rays, and it's everybody else. They'll probably go on an 8-game losing streak at some point this year, or maybe more.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe it starts today, this 8-game losing streak. Oh, we're chopped and screwed again there. We're chopped and screwed again. Okay, so that's always good. Hooray. Ooh, we got to fix the audio on the app. No? What do you mean no?
I can't do anything right now until they give me the username and password on the computer.
Well, you're just the producer. Why would you get a username and password? I mean, you're just the guy that has to fix it. Well, why would you possibly get a username and password?
I'm Fix-It Felix. If our engineer isn't here, then the next guy is me.
Can you please text them and tell them?
I have.
You've texted them?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. They need the username and password, guys. Okay. 713-780-377. Listen terrestrially. Okay. It's 97.5 or 92.5. No, I think those are working. They're working.
I didn't say anything.
No, I know you didn't say anything.
Sure it is.
So Chaz McCormick leading off. Chaz McCormick has been pretty good at the top of the order. Here's Chaz.
Look at me doing a chomp.
Here's Chaz McCormick on leading off, his thoughts on leading off ball games.
You know, it gives you some type of energy where, you know, you want to kind of get the boys rolling. You know, when you want to get the kind of spark club. And I've been watching how team they do that for a couple of years now, and it really can turn the team around. And I just kind of want to get the boys going. It's tough, especially a day game today, a little tired. But you know, I, you would think I would get, you know, more fastballs in the leadoff hole, but, you know, in the big leagues, you just get a bunch of off speed. So I thought that was going to be a little differently. But, yeah, you know, my job is to get on base as a leadoff, and you know, it's, I'm happy Dusty, you know, gave me the call, put me in the leadoff spot. And, you know, I got a long way to go, though. You know, I need to keep rolling, and we got to keep winning. So
he sounds like an actor.
What do you mean?
I guess I haven't heard much of Chaz's voice.
You haven't heard him before?
I guess I might have. But
is he giving you Yellowstone vibes?
He's not. I don't know, kind of California, Southern.
That's where he's from, I think.
Is he?
Is he Pennsylvania? Remember, we've done this before.
We play his day.
We've
at the
heard
play.
His. No, we've done this before. We heard his voice and we couldn't place where he was from.
It's a little Matthew McConaughey-ish, and I don't know.
No, I think it's like Pennsylvania. Hold on.
Let's hear Chaz.
Yeah,
he's
Westchester, Pennsylvania.
That's just right by California.
And then he went to.
I can see where that.
Yeah, that's right. He went to Millersville University, where I'm assuming that's.
Yeah, no. It's a baseball hotbed. Let's hear from Chaz on his day at the plate.
I just had to get on top of the ball. You know, I felt like I was crashing a little bit. Those balls up in the zone, I've been kind of rolling over. So, you know, all day I felt like I was getting pitches up in the zone, and I just, you know, made adjustments and. And I'm happy to get some two-out knocks. I thought Mauricio Dubon set me up perfectly today. He did a great job.
His pitch level is on like a David Spade level.
Yeah.
It didn't sound exactly like David Spade. Yeah, then we're going to... David Spade, if you ever listen to him, his stand-up comedy is hilarious.
Is it?
Oh, man. I think he's so underrated. You just listen to stand-up comedy. I listen to... I've got like 4 stand-up comedy channels programmed in my car, and I'll listen to him, and every once in a while he'll pop on, and I remind him, man, he's really funny.
A funny dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's got some of that, though. I wouldn't have put that on Pennsylvania, but I don't know what Pennsylvania sounds like. I certainly don't think it sounds like that.
Well, no. I've heard Stoops before.
Yeah.
And Stoops is...
Stoops, Pennsylvania, or Ohio? You sure he's not a Youngstown, Ohio guy?
Oh, you mean
Youngstown
right.
is for some reason the hotbed of all coaching.
It sounds no. I think you're right. You're right.
Where their mouth is kind of closed Bob Stoops.
Yeah.
We're gonna go out there. We're gonna try to play a lot of play. We're gonna play a lot of zone. Play zone behind a lot of. We're gonna get up the field some one gap stuff, and we're gonna get after their tails.
Yeah. They sound like they're kind of Chicago-ish. You know, we're gonna do this. We're gonna do that. He throws them trees and does and dems in there too. So, but Hunter Brown was a key to this game. Okay, and it was nice to see Hunter pitching this way. Here's Dusty talking about Hunter Brown's outing yesterday.
That bodes good for his confidence and for his next start and after that. So hopefully he can just get on the roll here, and because you know, depend on the bottom of your rotation. He pitched like a top rotation guy, but, you know, you depend on that to give you innings and to give you quality, and that was great to stop that streak.
Yeah, absolutely. So nice job by Hunter Brown taking care of that business. And I don't look at him as a back-of-the-rotation guy. You know what? Hunter Brown might be your best pitcher. He's got a chance to be one of your best pitchers.
I mean, Urquidy and Garcia are the...
I think so, too. Yeah, I think so, too.
That's realistically. Where they're aligned is fine, but in terms of their standing in the league, Hunter's not there yet because he hasn't pitched enough. We haven't seen it enough. But when it's all said and done, his stuff is going to be one or two stuff in the league. It just is.
All right, when we come back, what does 177 losses in 3 years get you? We will talk about that after we get back right here.
Hopefully a tall Frenchman.
Well, Hopefully it doesn't get you tall Frenchman.
It better, because all this tank, and with the 4th pick of the NBA draft,
Could be the 7th pick.
Not this.
Could be the 7th pick. But first, let's. What if you had to sue somebody, Lance?
Well, you could call John Daspit, and John Daspit has been finishing up some really big cases lately. He reached out over the... He reached out and commented on the show over the weekend, and because he listens to the show all the time. That's how I got to know John. He's been listening to our show for over 2 decades, and that entire time he's been fighting for different people. Now, he was a lawyer for Fulbright Jaworski for quite a few years and was very, very successful there, and then decided to start his own practice And he wanted to start working for people who were getting taken advantage of by insurance agencies. Well, not insurance agencies, the insurance companies who had the lawyers working for them so that they don't have to pay out the amount that really is due them when they've been hurt through someone else's negligence, especially at the workplace. But it can be anywhere. 18-wheelers crashing into people on the highways. I mean, that happens all the time, and you know that is going to be a very serious situation. Sometimes there's loss of life. Sometimes there's loss of mobility, physical therapy, hospital bills, inability to work, and then the pain and suffering that lasts in many cases for lifetimes. That's something that you shouldn't have to just experience when someone else screwed something up. And that's why John Daspit fights for those people. He passionately pursues justice. You can call him at 713-322-SURF. That's 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. You can also check out the website. You can see John Daspit. You can take a look at everything that they do at Daspit Law, DASPITlaw.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
It's already time to head back to the beach. Where to go? Surfside Beach, Texas, of course. Only 1 hour away from Houston with 4 miles of pristine beaches and surf. What to do? Go offshore fishing, hiking, surfing, and bird watching too. In April, enjoy the mild Texas spring weather and check out the Surfside Marina's Crawfish Festival or the Old Guys Surf Reunion. Start planning your vacation now. To find out more details on where to eat, stay, play, and shop, go to visitsurfsidebeachtx.org.
The Chevron Championship is the first major of the Ladies Professional Golf Tour. All of the world's best players will be competing this year at one of our premier venues, Carlton Woods. But it's about more than golf. It's about making an impact. Bringing the Chevron Championship to the Houston area will allow Chevron to showcase their valued partnerships, promote programs in STEM education, and help advance women's excellence. The tournament tees off April 19th and goes through April 23rd. Tickets are available now at thechevronchampionship.com. That's thechevronchampionship.com.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I want you to come get lost with me. Ask you one more time before I try to leave. So can you make
you are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What was your favorite?
What did you learn this weekend?
Well, yeah, we got that at 45. That's coming up at 45. But that's not right now. What's right now, I learned this week. I can start.
Can't do it now.
Well, I learned that 177 losses in 3 years is too many for a head coach to keep his job. Steven Silas out. No surprise. I mean, no. There's zero chance that he could have stayed.
It's one of the least successful, if not the least successful, three-game stretch in the history of
the
entire
sport.
Yeah, 3 year. I mean, it's gone.
I mean, it was just historically bad.
And there are people who wanted to have a fourth year. Like, what?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, just because you beat some good teams, and actually that was one of his downfalls, is beating good teams.
Makes it look worse.
Yeah, it makes it look way worse. And the way that they finished and the way that they played for him, why couldn't they play that way all the time? He didn't have a chance to win. I get that. Zero. He had no help whatsoever. He didn't ask for this job. He didn't ask for the job for without James Harden and with all these rookies, the youngest team in the league, all of those things, none of those things he asked for, but it's what he had.
Well, if he had,
you're the head coach.
If he had showed, if the team had showed improvement this year, he might have come back. If they had been a 35-win team, a 36-win team, and you say, I mean, this team really is headed in the right direction. But you can't say that. You can't say they're headed in the right direction. They won 22 games. I mean, they're not headed in the right direction right now.
No.
What from last year to this year has changed? There's you can't hang your head on headed in the right direction at all. You've got anecdotes or you've got suppositions, but that's it. There's nothing in the win column. It's the same issues. You know, no one plays defense. Very little defense is played. The teams don't stick with offensive philosophy and strategy throughout the game. It changes when they have success, and it changes. And then it's just a group of individuals. There's not a consistent flow from a team standpoint. So there's just no way you can stay around. If you're showing incremental growth, then he might have stuck around. But this was a dagger this year. His team just did not play for him the way they needed to until it was way too late.
And then here, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, this was April 9th, 2024, which was yesterday. 2:24 p.m. Easter Sunday. ESPN sources. Among the prominent candidates in the Rockets search will be former Celtics head coach Ime Udoka, Golden State assistant Kenny Atkinson, and former Lakers coach Frank Vogel. If Raptors coach Nick Nurse becomes available, he'll be in serious consideration, too. According to ESPN sources, that was.
I know. We had it here.
Who? We had that here?
We just couldn't get it verified. There was no check mark, so we couldn't go with it.
We couldn't go with it because there's no.
Actually, we did go with it. There was a video that was on, and you did go with it.
I actually did go with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but ESPN sources said this, according to Adrian Wojnarowski.
That's a it's called Woj bomb.
Okay,
that's a Woj bomb right there.
Yeah, I got Woj bombed right there.
We got word from Adrian Wojnarowski what was going to happen.
Thank you, Woj bomb. Well, Woj is never wrong, is he?
Rarely.
Right? No. Woj is never wrong.
Rarely is Woj wrong.
We got ESPN.
I don't think he ever has been.
He has ESPN sources.
Yeah, I don't think he ever has been.
Who are his ESPN sources? Where's Dustin, his sources? I need to know who the sources are that Adrian Wojnarowski would put Ime Udoka, Kenny Atkinson, and Frank Vogel out there for everybody.
I don't know. Maybe he's...
Name your sources, man.
You know what you should do? You should accuse him of copying. Say, hey, at least give me credit. I dare you to tag Woj. And say, give me credit. And then link the video where you say that.
Is it timestamped?
Because yeah, probably. Well, the tweet is, from the radio station.
No. Oh, yeah. The radio station put that out there?
Yeah. I think SportsMap did.
Did they? Did you put it out there, RJ?
No, I think it was Brandon.
Brandon put it out there? You didn't put it out there? Nice. Thanks. Thanks, RJ, for nothing. Are we still chopped and screwed? How we doing?
How we doing?
Still waiting.
Still waiting for that password, huh?
Still.
Yeah. Wait by the phone. They'll call you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait by the phone. Nah. Keep your phone handy.
You shouldn't.
You might get a call by the Wheelhouse Boys. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Thanks, Woj. I didn't know I was one of Woj's sources.
Mm-hmm. You are now.
Little did I know. I was a source. 713-780-3776. Look, the Rockets now, they finished with the same record as the Spurs. So I read something. I don't know. They didn't decide. I guess there's some kind of a deal where they're going to decide who's the second and who's the third. If the Rockets end up the third team, they could actually be picking seventh overall.
Yeah.
If they've gone through all of this misery, all of this horribleness of Rockets basketball after these 3 years, and they end up picking seventh this year.
Seventh, if they end up outside of the top two,
yeah.
Frankly.
No, it's
I mean, frankly, this needs to end in one or two.
That's
honestly. We already saw what happened without Boncaro. Boncaro changes your direction. Right now with Jabari, he's a nice, you know, Robert Horry little piece, and he's going to be better than Horry. But, I mean, he's going to be a glue guy who's not going to be a number one or a number two on a team, but he is going to be a number three And I like Jabari, but you got to get, no, no, I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to accept not having Scoot Henderson or Wembanyama. We're not, I'm not accepting that.
Even
I'm going to say, run it back. If this doesn't work for me, if we don't see, when they open up the envelopes and I see Rockets 5, well, number one, the only way you end up 7 is if all these other ping pong ball teams come ahead of you outside of the odds, and I don't see that happening. More than likely, they're inside the top 4. But if that happens, if they were to get, if I saw them open up 7, I'm like, oh, hell no. Y'all need to run this back. Do it. Nope. Resim.
There's
do it
a,
again.
There's a chance. There's a chance. It's only 14% of the. It's only 14.
Put the balls back
14%
in.
14% of the ping pong balls.
Put the balls back in.
Okay, is Adam Silver as shady a commissioner as David Stern was?
No. David Stern.
Do you believe there was some hanky panky going on with the Patrick Ewing card?
I am not a conspiracy theorist to the point that I didn't even really think there was a bunch of steroids in baseball. I'm like, 70 home runs is perfectly accepted. 68 home runs, yeah, obviously. Look how strong they are.
Right.
It's not going to be steroids. Look, they're extremely strong.
These guys are extremely strong. Right.
Okay? Look how big their muscles are. Okay? That's why they're hitting home runs, not steroids. Lance? So I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But even I must say, after all the things I've seen with David Stern, I think there is a chance there was a frozen. The frozen envelope thing makes a lot of sense because you could feel around for the super cold one. Absolutely. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense to me.
It absolutely does.
If he had reached in there and went, whoa,
was his hand shaking? Was there frostbite? Was there?
If he couldn't let go of it, like if there's any wet water on his hand and it was frozen to his hand?
How funny would that have been if the card, hey.
Like the kid in, like the kid who licked me. Licked the pole in a Christmas Story. All of a sudden, you're like, no.
He can't let his fingers off. I got an air fryer for Easter.
I've got one at the home. I haven't done one yet.
You haven't done it yet?
Yeah.
I got one for Easter. I'm looking at a commercial for, I believe that's an air fryer
or something. That's a Ninja.
That's a what?
Yeah, that's the Ninja air fryer.
It's the Ninja double oven air fryer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Looks dope.
Well, I'm kind of excited about it. Does your wife give Easter presents? Does she put together?
She puts a basket together for the kids.
Yeah, right? But I mean,
she's got stuff. She has shorts. Mahdi got a gift card to Whataburger. She has swim shorts.
Oh.
Shorts. Yeah, she puts together stuff. Yeah, nice. She always has.
Yeah. My wife like gives. I was like, oh crap! On Saturday, I'm like, she puts together these baskets. She bought me some shoes and some. She bought me a gigantic bottle of Crown Royal. And
that's going a little harder.
No. She goes, yeah.
You're not trying to tell me Wendy bought something,
are
you?
Oh, my God. And she's got the kids' jewelry, the girls' jewelry, and all this
Crown
stuff.
Royal, does she know that she's just wasted money? She could have just put a big thing of
Coors Light in there.
Yeah.
No. I've been a Crown enthusiast, too. I can go both ways.
Okay.
But
you do go both ways.
So I had to go.
All right.
Yeah. So I had to go and buy her really nice wines.
Is a trap.
Because
you need to reach out.
There have been
Frank.
Like every Easter up until I finally remembered this year to get her something.
Go to your connection with Frank Bullington.
I know, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
No, he's the wine guy.
It was too late. It was Saturday. I was like, it's never too late.
Frank, yeah, I can meet you. Can you come out to? Spring Cypress or whatever.
I couldn't do all that.
You can't get a flight out there?
No, I couldn't get a
Jersey
flight
Village?
Out to see to Jersey Village to see Frank. All right, 713-780-3776 still ahead. We've got what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? We're going to need you to step up. You guys have been stepping up tremendously lately. So let's go. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? But first, we got a little juicy kinetics.
QC kinetics. And where's the direct message? I had the guy who had the shoulder, the guy who ended up having QC Kinetics on his shoulder reach out to me, hear me talking about it. Here he is, Ken. And he said, good shout out. Man, my pain is damn near gone while relaxing. I can still feel a little bit doing physical activities, but a lot of that is age. I definitely can attest to the fact that QC Kinetics works. I hope your wife is having the same results I had. You know, this is that's a real listener who took my advice, and this is my advice. Go to QC Kinetics. I'd heard about regenerative medicine. Actually, a lot of what they do is what professional athletes have been doing for years and years and years with the regenerative therapies. It's all natural, biological. It takes you know, the body's the great healer, right? And it takes the healing properties, and then what it does is it adds to them. It helps them to become more effective. They put it back into the joint. So where you have chronic pain with your joint, whether it's knee, hip, back, shoulder, wherever, you can have the regenerative, restorative processes of QC Kinetics start to restore and regenerate damaged tissue. And so the damaged tissue all of a sudden is not, you know, it's restored, it's regenerated, and before you know it, your pain is, if not completely eliminated, greatly reduced. So you feel so much better and have additional mobility. Make sure that you check it out for yourself. QC Kinetics. It's QCKinetics.com, QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Tired of losing business to competitors because of your outdated website? I'm Hector Garcia, owner of SiteJab.com, and we love helping business owners just like yourself build better websites that truly represent your brand. Call the folks here at SiteJab, 713-999-4661. The time to invest in your growth for your business is now. Call us at SiteJab.com, 713-999-4661. 713-999-4661. Let's get started on your website today.
When the world is your oyster, where do you bank? Veritex Private Banking was created to assist high net worth individuals and their families in securing their legacy. At Veritex, we work with all your advisors to achieve your financial goals. To learn more, visit veritexbank.com. Member FDIC.
Looking for your next perfect vacation? Look no further than Omni Houston Hotel. What's up, guys? BK here. If you're looking to plan your next trip, look no further than Omni Houston Hotel. You don't have to go to the airport. You don't have to go on a long road trip. You can stay right here in Houston. There's so much to do for you and your family, you and your spouse, you and yourself. Book today and use the promo code ESPN, and you're going to get 15% off your next stay. Check out their website, omnihotels.com/Houston, for more info and to book your perfect vacation.
Since her debut in 1979, Spanish Flower has been serving historians and creating memories for more than four decades. Now, Spanish Flower has three locations to better serve you, with the original 24-hour location on North Main, a second location on the North Highway, and now their brand new location on Durham and Washington Avenue. Take the family for dinner, stop by for lunch with colleagues, or even guys' night out to watch the game. Spanish Flower, a Houston staple for 45 years and counting.
Take a deeper dive into Houston sports stories at SportsMap Houston and ESPN Houston on YouTube. Big opinions from all our hosts about the Astros, Texans, Rockets, and more. SportsMap Houston and ESPN Houston on YouTube. Subscribe today.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 732 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In about 15 minutes, we'll be playing What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. So get yours ready. What did you learn? I learned this weekend that I don't know who's going to win in the, if you want to know the truth. I like Phoenix coming out of the West. I still like Phoenix coming out of the West. They got the Clippers in the first round. The Kings Golden State series is going to be a good one. That'll be really interesting. The Lakers suck. They're in the play-in game against Minnesota. All right. That doesn't interest me at all. And then New Orleans and Oklahoma City play as the 9th and 10th seed to play the loser of the Lakers T-Wolves.
What an unbelievable stretch. The Lakers, well, they played like they should with that level of talent at the top.
Well, yeah.
With Anthony Davis and LeBron, they started winning games.
Yeah.
And they're in that position. And after the Kyrie trade, not all because of Kyrie, but Kyrie was not available for much of the time he was with the Mavs, a chunk of it, they fall completely out. And then to the point that by the end, the Mavericks literally tanked, and they're being investigated now for the shady lineup at the end of the year.
Well, that was.
We thought the play-in stuff would change all that. Nope.
Well, no, and because they don't lose their lottery picks. Lottery protected their pick, so they were like, what's the sense of making the play-in? Let's just tank it. And Luka's pissed. Kyrie's gone. What a disaster that was.
I mean, what a disaster. You just gave up players who were good, you know, who were good role players for you that you got nothing for it. You got nothing for it. And he says he's happy in Dallas. Luka said he's happy in Dallas. So we'll see how that plays out. But if there is something shady going on, then Dallas will end up with Wembanyama or Scoot Henderson. That's how you know something shady's going on if they end up with that. And they try to get the international playboy, Luka Doncic. By the way, you know, Luka is, when people try to come up with comparisons, you know what Luka is? Luka is the natural progression, time progression of Larry Bird. Larry Bird came into the league at about the same, you know, he and Luka came into the league 40 years apart. Luka is just Larry Bird. If Larry had grown up watching different styles of basketball, because he's slow like Larry Bird.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a body type, an athletic body type like Larry Bird. He can rebound. He's big. He can rebound. He can do more than you think he can at his size. He can shoot from range. He's got a lot of attitude, and he'll trash talk you. Luka is just what Larry Bird would have looked like if he had grown up in the era of Jordan and seeing Jordan and LeBron and KG and all these other players over a 40, Magic, just Larry Bird. If he had seen all these different guys over all the time, that's the natural progression of what a 40, somebody 40 years into the future, that's what a Larry Bird would have looked like 40 years ago. It would have been, Luka would have been Larry Bird. And Larry Bird, 40 years progressed where society and basketball has changed, would look like Luka. That's, Luka is just what Larry Bird would have been today. He puts, 40 years ago, when Larry came in the league, and you look at how tall Luka is, Luka wouldn't have been a primary ball handler.
Can you imagine if Larry Bird, if the three-point shot would have been as dominant as it is today?
That.
Larry Bird would have been one of the great three-point shooters of all time.
Or if Larry Bird would have played in an era where it was less about post-play and more about getting your best shooters the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, Larry Bird would have.
Oh, yeah. If there was, yeah. Although Larry Bird, I think he probably shot.
By the way, that
Dallas pick is top 10 protected, not lottery protected, top 10 protected. So if they end up in the top 10, they don't have to give up their pick. But
Yeah.
So that it is, it'll be interesting to see how that. But listen, suppose it is in the. Suppose they pick ninth. What's at nine that you have to have, Dallas? That you're going to risk the league, a huge fine from the league for tanking these last two games. Luka played, 17 minutes on Friday?
Although he is injured, so you have plausible deniability.
But he actually played, though.
No, I know.
They played him 17 minutes.
Well, he said, I'm playing
against the Bulls.
He said, I'm playing. If there's any way for me to win and to advance, I'm going to play. And then they pulled him out. And then they had everyone else, including Kyrie. They had four other major contributors on the bench. The league can't do anything. The league can't do anything about tanking at the very end. And if it's the last couple days, but not even the last couple days, unless they made this a random lottery, unless they truly made it a random lottery, they've weighted it. But even with the waiting, people are still going to, they'll still say, I'd rather take my chances than get into the playoffs. Unless you make it where the last team into the playoffs, last team in the lottery and the worst team in the league have the same odds, you can't truly disincentivize losing. You can't do it.
713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So are you happy you got in, RJ, as a Laker fan?
Happy we got in. I just think that... I think that you tried to play catch-up, and it was at a real late time. I do give a shout-out to Rob Pelinka for what he was able to do at the deadline. I still believe the Lakers can hurt somebody's feelings in the first round. If you finish in seventh, you're playing Memphis. I don't know what Memphis is right now, to be quite honest with you, and I think you could hurt Memphis's feelings. Now, when you get to the second round and you're playing like a Denver or a Phoenix, then maybe I'm starting to write you off a little bit. But the first round, I think it's up in the air for the Lakers. Now, they have to win Tuesday against Minnesota, and I don't know if you guys saw what happened yesterday.
Yeah, with Rudy Minnesota. Gobert. Yeah. Not only Rudy Gobert, but he broke a hand.
Oh, yeah, McDaniels.
Yeah, and Rudy Gobert punched a teammate, so we'll find out whether or not he's going to be even playing on the team.
That's not even the worst thing. He punched a teammate after getting traded for like five first-round picks, including one that became Walker Kessler, they still got to give up their draft pick. Minnesota's got to give up their first this year. They got to give up their first in 25, I think it is, in 27 and 29. 26 is a pick swap. Like, this is a disastrous trade. A disastrous trade for Milwaukee. Oh, my gosh. I mean, not Milwaukee, for Minnesota. It's going to go down as one of the worst trades potentially in NBA history because they're not getting anything out of Rudy Gobert relative to what they were hoping to get out of him. This is why when you quote-unquote go all in, that is such a dangerous, dangerous thing to do. Going all in needs to really be a very relative term. If you just think, well, our draft picks have no value because we're going to be really, really good with Rudy Gobert, so what do we care? That's the Daryl Morey thought was always, we don't care about draft picks or commodity to get our best player, to get the best players. Now, when you're not as good as you thought you were going to be, all of a sudden your draft picks start having value? Oh, that's a whole different thing. It's a whole different scenario and situation. So, I mean, how would you like to just have Walker Kessler right now if you're Minnesota? Instead of Rudy Gobert, would you trade Walker Kessler for Rudy Gobert, RJ? Heads up, if you were Minnesota, would you trade Rudy Gobert for Walker Kessler?
I think when you have a guy and you're saying, like, he's, what, the back-to-back defensive player of the year. But when I have Karl Anthony Towns, I just need to put, like, shooters and, like, perimeter penetrators around him. I mean,
you get one rim runner to, you know, catch dunks and block shots.
So you gave up D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, Jared Vanderbilt, Walker Kessler. Like, I'm pretty sure you would love to have all those guys back. You took, what was that, Memphis? You took them to, what, seven games with that roster?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Great. Great on Minnesota.
Yeah. Listen, that was a disastrous. Well,
that was a disaster. And let's remember, Spencer Dinwiddie. Dorian Finney-Smith.
I was just going to say that.
2027 first-round pick.
Yeah.
2029 first-round pick unprotected. 2029 second-round pick. And you got a rental on Kyrie Irving, who was out for a chunk of those games anyway.
And then take this on for size. There's a report that Dallas doesn't want to bring back Christian Wood.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
what a disaster.
Well, they found out exactly what Christian Wood was.
Christian Wood is according to basketball people, he's a turd.
Yeah.
He's a guy that you don't like having in your locker room.
No. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Let's go. 713-780-3776. You must have learned something fun. It doesn't have to be. Hey, listen, it was Easter weekend. I'm sure you learned something. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776 is the number to tell us what happened this weekend. It doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about anything that might have happened to you this weekend. Let's go. 713-780-3776. In the meantime, a little tequila.
Maestro Nobel. I wish my wife would have given me Maestro Nobel tequila for Easter. You know, like we have Lamont saying parents on presents on Easter. Is that an Italian or Catholic thing? Y'all weird, fam. It's not weird to get a bottle of Maestro Nobel. That's not weird, fam. It would not be weird if I had an Easter basket that had a bottle of Maestro Nobel in it. That wouldn't be weird at all because it's 11 generations of tequila makers that have been working and that have worked on the quality and the consistency of that tequila, whether it's Reposado, whether it's Añejo Extra, the Smoke Silver, the Silver, the Cristalino. You didn't even know there were that many varieties of tequila, did you? I didn't know either. I mean, I knew about some of them, but I had no idea there were that many. And yet that's what Maestro Nobel does. And for different drinks, like if it's sipping Añejo Extra, Reposado, but Reposado and the Silver go great with not just margaritas, but also a variety of different cocktails. Just start Googling different recipes and use your Maestro Nobel. Your Cristalino, forget about it. Beautiful. It's got a nice hint of sweetness on the very back end. And every single sip of Maestro Nobel is smoothness. Never any harsh finishes with Maestro Nobel. It's because it's made right. So wherever your local liquor store, if they're not carrying Maestro Nobel, demand they carry Maestro Nobel. And if you see a bottle, grab a bottle and tell me what you think. It's Maestro Nobel.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Nice run.
It's great being back out on the mountain. You sort of disappeared for a while. Everything okay?
Between you and me,
It was lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah. The doc told me once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to stay in shape. That's why I started taking Nugenix Total T. It's made a huge difference.
Oh, I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
For sure. It's the number one doctor-recommended testosterone booster. It boosts free and total testosterone levels to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. My wife, my boss, my kids, everyone has noticed a change in me.
Do they still give out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yes, just send them a text.
Guys, text DANDY to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone brand at GNC and Walmart. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back in shape fast, absolutely free. Text DANDY to 321-321. That's DANDY to 321-321.
OMG, Dad. Karen was cray-cray when she saw the snap. Seriously, it was MBD.
But Karen may have considered it a big deal, and posting it on social media wasn't probably the best idea. Sorry, sweetie. I got to take this call.
KK. TCYL.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Houston Powder Coaters, how can I assist you?
Yes, this is Bill over at Element OP. I have a hot RFQ for FPE. Any chance HPC can also send me a TDS for my QC department pronto?
No problem. Just email your fabrication drawings and whatever specs you have for the fusion bonded epoxy requirement, and we'll get a jump on the quote immediately. To save some time, though, you can go to our website, HoustonPowderCoaters.com, to find the technical data sheets.
HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Excellent. Oh, and before I forget, what's your ETC since the delivery date is TBD?
Standard turnaround times are 5 business days on industrial projects, but Houston Powder Coaters can also handle rush jobs in as quick as 1 day.
Good to know. I'll pull the specs for you right now.
At HPC, a.k.a. Houston Powder Coaters, we also know the meaning of ASAP.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I will start. I got to have my granddaughter in town this weekend. And I learned that is the greatest thing ever. Because the parents don't expect you to change their poopy diaper, as opposed to your wife when you have your kids.
Yeah, those are unreal expectations, and yet you have to. Yeah,
yeah.
Your wife expects you to do that.
It's the best. Grandparenting is the best.
You're not expected to change diapers. It's true. I think she's got a stinky. She's got a stinky.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Did you make poop boos for Papa? Yeah.
Well, here's what I learned. That through one of my sons, that New York City drill rap was cheeks.
Okay, you don't.
Do you understand what any of that means?
You do not have to explain. You had one sentence, and you just said it, and I know nothing. You just could have said Mason, wah 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 wah.
Mason told me that New York City. He and Sebastian were arguing, and I found out that New York City drill rap was cheeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, and I don't want to, if you want to know the truth. I really, really, really...
I think you would like the phrase cheeks, though.
Yeah?
I think, RJ, don't you think John would use it frequently?
It's
what you think it is, but go ahead. Tell him.
Yeah, it's just like another word for trash or ass.
Ass, yeah.
Cheeks?
Yeah. Like people on Twitter.
Oh, that's cheeks.
People on Twitter have been saying Will Levis is cheeks.
Cheeks. I got you.
He's ass.
Yeah.
He's trash.
I got you. Yeah. Cheeks. I like that.
Yeah, no, I knew you would. That's why I wanted you to know
what it was. Guess what?
No, I know. You'll use it a lot.
I got that in my chamber, my bullet chamber.
I know you do. I knew you do. And this is why I thought you needed to know.
Guess who's going to catch it first, probably?
Yanni?
Dell.
I'm out on draft day in L.A. But I'll be back, obviously, day after draft, where I stay up until 3:30 in the morning.
Mock draft.
My
cheeks?
Last mock will be no, it will not be cheeks.
It was your last one was.
This one, some people did say it was cheeks. Yeah.
All right, let's go. Here we go. We got a full board. 713-780. As soon as somebody gets off, 713-780-3776. First up is Ocho. ¿Qué pasó, Ocho?
Yeah, I learned that the premiere date for the movie Air matches Michael Jordan's jersey numbers 4523.
Yeah, 45 and 23.
45 and 23.
It came out Friday, which is 4/5. It was the fifth of April.
Well, somebody said it came out Wednesday. Remember when I told Sonny Vaccaro it came out today?
It opened nationally on
Friday.
4/5/23.
4/5/23.
I did not know that. That's true.
Oh, God. 4/5/23.
Yeah, that has to be intentional.
Yes, absolutely.
It has to be intentional.
April 5th. Yeah, absolutely. Charlie wants to get in here. Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie wants to say that Man Called Otto was a depressing movie.
A Man Called Otto was actually a pretty depressing movie.
What is that?
It's Tom Hanks' movie. You've seen the trailer for it.
I've seen the trailer. I didn't realize
my granddaughter that just called in.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was granddaughter. Was it? Well, it was my granddaughter's father.
Yeah.
And we watched that last night. And there were tears all over the, I mean, A Man Called Otto. It's a remake of a Finnish or a Swedish, I think it's Finnish.
Wait.
Film.
It's in the theaters?
Tom Hanks.
Went to a music?
No. We rented it. Okay. I think it's out of the theaters now. Oh. It might be out of the theaters now.
It was a huge success.
It was, and it was only a $5.99 rental as opposed to the $20 rentals that you get on demand.
Oh, yeah.
Which suck. It was a $5.99 rental, which I thought was a great price, if you want to know the truth. It was depressing. We found that out this weekend. Underrated mess. What did you learn this weekend?
I learned that golf in the leaderboard is a lot more exciting with less plumbers and more players that live to play golf.
Okay. Actually, it was a live filled leaderboard. If you want to know the truth, that is absolutely it is a much better game with all those live players in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, it was not even close.
Yeah. If the live players weren't there, then it would not have been a good tournament.
And they had to have been excited to play in something that mattered. Like, I know the money's great when you have, but once you have all that money and you're like, okay, I kind of wish it. What I'm doing mattered more.
Yeah. But, Brooks Koepka admitted it.
Yeah, he did.
If he said if I was playing better, He said it would have been a much harder decision, but yeah. I was playing so poorly, and he didn't know that he was going to get it back. And actually, he did get it back, but then he was terrible.
What you're saying is he took the easy way out. He just said, because he had had injuries, but what he basically said was, man, if I had been playing better, it might have been a tougher decision. So you mean you just... Just punked out and you just took the money
punked out and took the money?
He said it would have been a harder decision. If you're telling me if you were playing better, then it wasn't about the money. You're just worried that you couldn't compete.
How about I want that money? You're going to hand me that money? I'm going to take that money. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That punk out?
At least he was relevant.
He was relevant yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, he was relevant yesterday. Well, he was relevant for the first three rounds.
Who's next? Up next, it's Tom. What'd you learn this weekend, Tom? Well, this is always good.
I learned when you break up with a girl and you don't hear from her for 2 weeks, it doesn't stop her from posting on Facebook while you're still together.
Ooh, yo. If you don't hear from her for 2 weeks, she shouldn't be posting about you. What did she post? Did she post some good stuff or some bad stuff? Are you a good witch or a bad witch? Okay, that's the important part. Did she post something that you didn't want or something that you were like, you can say what you want?
I don't feel like he'd be calling if, maybe. Tom has interesting things that happens in his life.
He does. Tom's very interesting as opposed to our lives.
I don't know if he's the world's
most interesting.
We're
talking about Easter baskets.
Yeah. Oh, this baby crapped in a diaper and I have to change it.
Tom's
posted
with another girl on Insta.
Yeah. Now Tom's got a lot of drama in his life. Like, Tom lives the life of an NBA player. Drama.
Just seems like there's...
Just drama.
Yeah, there's stuff going on in Tom's life. Lenny, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Good morning. Hey, thanks to Jim Nance, I've learned that after all these years, I've been wasting my time saying the word crosswalk. I could have just been saying CW.
Yeah, he said that in the final. I think that's where Sam Bennett was walking, and he made a comment about it. I can't remember the name of it. There's a name for everything at the Masters.
Yeah.
What's the name of it, when you walk across the bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a name to it.
There's a name for the bridge?
Something CW, yeah. There's a name, like a former golfer. By the way, Sam Bennett from Texas A&M, he's going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah.
That dude can play.
Yeah, he can. No, absolutely. I mean, when you shoot two under over 4 days at the Augusta, yeah, you can play.
Yeah.
And he was up at the top of the leaderboard after two rounds. It is the...
Well, his shots yesterday, like, he was sticking everything close. He Brooks Koepka.
It's the Hogan Bridge, isn't it?
No, there was a different name, the, at least the one I'm thinking of. Is it Hogan?
Was it?
I mean, well, if you're at... It was at 18. It's got to be Hogan.
Oh, it's 18. There's no bridge at 18.
Or is it 17?
No, there's 12. There's a bridge.
Was it 12 that he was walking across?
Yeah.
No, there was something. It wasn't. Maybe it wasn't a bridge, but it's a walkway.
A crosswalk. There's a crosswalk. There's crosswalks
it's
all over.
It's on 12?
That's where Koepka got a drop behind the crosswalk because where people trampled down the
I feel like he was further in the round when I saw this.
It was
but anyway.
15. That was 15 where he got the drop.
And what is it? And it's Hogan?
The Saracen Bridge? Oh, it's the Saracen.
Saracen, Gene Saracen.
Yeah, Gene Saracen is the that's the bridge on 12. Is that it? Not the Hogan Bridge, the Saracen Bridge? Okay. So Gene Saracen had the famous...
May call it a crosswalk.
...shot heard round the world on number two. It's the 15th?
Yeah that's
sounds
oh, no,
about
more
actually,
like...
was Saracen's the... He hit the shot heard round the world. Saracen did. And it was maybe on 15. He got a double eagle. Who's next? Next up is La Raza. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
¿Qué pasó, Juanito? ¿Qué pasó, RCA? ¿Qué pasó, Jerome?
¿Qué pasó?
Man, you guys were boring me with all that golf talk, man. I almost forgot what I learned this weekend, but I realized that I learned that Lance's wife, Nicole, was my kid's bus driver last week.
I will stick my foot. If you miss that,
oh my God.
The most raw bus driver.
There's t-shirts out now.
I know. You know, a tale of two bus drivers. One of them has Clay Walker go after him. His bus driver, who he was not happy with his bus driver at all. The other one that we've heard is a bus driver who basically was like Clay Walker to all the kids on the bus. And absolutely crush the kids on the bus.
Yes.
I mean, she was saying things like, at some point you thought, well, this is probably enough. And she just kept going.
Well,
she must have dropped four more F-bombs.
Clay Walker is an adult talking to an adult.
That he hired.
This bus driver was talking to middle school kids.
Well, Clay Walker has hired the bus driver.
Yes.
He's talking to somebody he hired also. Not that makes it right. But the other thing was, the bus driver, this bus driver didn't hire those kids.
Yes.
To ride on her bus?
Peter, what's up, Peter? What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned that a plumber dominated the box office and then went and played golf.
A plumber dominated the box office and then went and played golf.
Mm-hmm. Mario Brothers. Mario's technically a plumber.
The Mario Brothers dominated the box office?
Mario, yeah, I'm sure it crushed. Something based on a video game
or
animated?
Yeah.
Or that is based on animation or a cartoon? Yes, they always win.
Yeah, right, that's true.
Yes, so a plumber, and then he made a plumbing joke. I asked my son this yesterday, do you think, you know, let them cook? You've heard that phrase, right? A lot, let them cook.
Yeah.
Right? Let somebody cook if they're hot or if they're doing something kind of crazy or whatever. Do you think I would go viral if there's a picture of Ben Simmons on the on his bench sitting there watching a game in street clothes as he always is, and I just said, let that man plumb. Because it's the whole plumber. Mason tried to use plumber stuff against Jordan one time, so I immediately went to all the plumbers in the league.
Yeah, right.
Immediately plumbed on him.
Okay, I got the real explanation on that, which I didn't hear while I was watching the broadcast. This is exactly what I said. You know, on 15, Brooks Koepka dropped behind the crosswalk. Mm-hmm. So Jim Nantz said Brooks was playing in the CW, the crosswalk. But actually, it was a shot at CW, which is broadcasting the live. He was in the CW, the crosswalk, and the CW, which is broadcasting the live.
It's a play on words.
Which is a play on words.
Jim Nantz is a professional.
And it was a bit of a shot since it's not CBS.
Yeah.
It's the CW.
Yeah.
It's just the CW.
So it was a shot. Oh, so it was a little double entendre. Yeah. So it was the Saracen Bridge. That had nothing to do with the crosswalk.
No. It
has bridge, not. Crosswalk.
Yeah.
One's a crosswalk over water.
One's a bridge.
Yeah, but that's a water crosswalk.
Well, yeah, but that had nothing to do with anything to Jim Nance.
It's a chance for me to give a shout out to the Aggies and Sam Bennett.
Sam Bennett was awesome this weekend. Congratulations to Sam Bennett. Mito. What'd you learn this weekend, Mito?
I learned not to let your 8-year-old daughter wear her white championship jersey to school. She'd literally bring it back looking like she was in a food fight.
Yeah. White jerseys, white shirts, white shorts.
Nothing.
A kid?
I can't even wear those.
Now, sometimes a daughter depends on how rough she is. Daughters sometimes can, whoa, don't get, you know, a boy wearing white? Forget about it.
No.
But now, apparently, Mito said, no, not even girls.
Not even girls. Bobby, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned the XFL championship comes through Houston. Drill, baby, drill.
What? Playoff bound, baby!
Roughnecks!
Yeah, how about them Roughnecks? Winning yesterday in OT.
Are you watching Succession?
I didn't see this week, no. It was interesting.
I learned something on Succession.
You did?
Yep.
Don't say
I'm not gonna say anything.
Don't say anything. Say it. Oh, we missed Succession last night.
Oh,
we were watching
that
sad movie about a man named Otto. That's what we saw. All right, we're done. Congratulations. Another nice job. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You guys are really, really good at it. We appreciate it. And that's no jab at the listener, Lance.
No, it's not. But SiteJab is going to punch up your website. They're going to make your website as good as you can possibly imagine. If you go to sitejab.com, that's SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com. This has been 24 years that they've been doing business, creating the very best websites out there. And when I say creating the very best websites, there's a wide variety of products that they offer, from brand management to social media management. They can create brand management. It's more brand identity. They work on professional video shoots for you, and they can integrate that into your website for an opportunity to see what that looks like. Go to sitejab.com. It's really cool. It's playing in the background. It's unobtrusive, and yet, you know, it really makes your website look high tech. And even more than that, they can also add e-commerce to your site. So what does e-commerce do for you? Well, e-commerce allows you to take those eyes on your site right now and turn them into business leads. That's a great opportunity for you. Sitejab.com, this is your digital interactive billboard. And so it's got to reflect who you are, what you do, and it needs to shine a light on you in the best possible way while being sticky for the viewers who go to your website. So make sure that you call my friends over at SiteJab. Go to sitejab.com. That's SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.